What's up, my friend? Tony Stephan here, back with another episode of the School of Success podcast. And today, I have a question for you. Are you afraid to trade good for great? Are you afraid to go from where you are, a place of comfort, a place of certainty, a place of familiarity, and step into the unknown if it means you can potentially achieve more, do more, be more, get more, and give more to those around you? That's the question I want to ask to you today, my friend, because a lot of times I get messages from people, or I even have my own mentor clients in the I Believe Mentorship Facebook group, which I'd love if you are not part of, if you're a registered dietitian, an online nutrition coach, online fitness coach looking to grow your business, grow your impact, I'd love to invite you into our Facebook community. Again, it's I Believe Mentorship on Facebook. But a question I often get is, I'm in a spot, Tony, I'm in a spot to where I'm working a full-time job. I'm doing okay. I'm making a comfortable living. Maybe I'm even working two part-time jobs and making a comfortable living. My coaching business is, it's doing okay. It's making a few thousand dollars. I have a few clients, but I'm not where I want to be. I'm comfortable. I'm getting by. I'm existing. And they want to know, how is it that they can level up and go from existing to thriving? And my answer is always the same. You have to embrace uncertainty. You have to step into the unknown. You have to push yourself out of that comfort zone, which is like a prison. I'm going to really challenge your perception of comfort today. As we're speaking right now, as I'm coming to you during your workout, during your drive home, as you're, you know, washing dishes, whatever, I'm going to challenge you to look at your comfort zone as a prison. It's a self-induced prison that will limit your potential and limit your growth. When you become comfortable, when you become complacent, when you look at the last 6 months and you realize you have not done anything that scares the living shit out of you, you're not growing. You're stagnant. You're kind of like a corpse, right? A breathing corpse. I mean, the only difference between a grave and a comfort zone is the depth, because you're not growing. And if you're not growing, you're not living. You're alive, but you're not living. One of my favorite quotes ever is, every man lives, but only a few are truly alive. So I want to challenge you right now. I want you to think, the last 6 months, look at it. What have you done? And this can be anything. This can be fitness related, nutrition related, business related, life, personal development, relationship related. What have you done in the last 6 months that has scared the living bejeepers out of you? Bejeepers is a real world, is a real word. Go check it out. Go Google it. I'm just kidding. I probably just made that up. But what have you done? Have you invested in yourself? Have you been wanting to start this business for forever, but you're afraid to take the leap? You're afraid to go hire a coach. You're afraid to go part ways with your money to cut down on waste of time and get exponential growth. Are you afraid to do that fitness competition? Because you're afraid of what everyone will think of you, what others may perceive of you, what it's going to feel like to step under those bright, shiny lights and have judges pick you apart, even though you want to do it, even though your heart's telling you you want to do it. It's been a goal for you for so freaking long, and you want to do it, but you're afraid to do it because of what others might think, because of what you may think, because of what the judges may think, because of what your partner may think, your friends might think. Then you're not growing. How do I know that feeling? Because I was that person. 100%. I woke up one day, looked myself dead in the eye, and realized I wasn't growing. I was comfortable. I was making a very comfortable living as a registered dietitian working for a large health club in Michigan. I was almost making six figures. I was like 25 years old. I had a nice luxury apartment. I was driving a Cadillac. I was doing great, but I was comfortable. I was stagnant. My boss told me that I had hit the top. There was no more room for growth unless it was like her job, and she wasn't about to give me her job. So I realized my growth was done. At 25, I was told I reached the top. damn, I thought to myself, I have another 40, 50 years of, quote, working. If I hit the top now, there's only one place I can go, and that's down. That's when I realized I had to step out of my comfort zone. I had to hire somebody. I had to get help. I had to go create this business that had unlimited growth, unlimited potential, unlimited impact. But it was scary. It was scary to go hire someone. It was scary to leave the comfort of that job. Like I knew everything. I knew the location of the job. I knew what it was like. I knew what my clients were like. I knew what my pay was like. It was familiar. It was safe. It was like a cozy blanket. It was just fuzzy and warm and safe. But guess what? I wasn't growing. I was breathing, but I was dead. I was a walking, talking corpse because I wasn't growing. I wasn't achieving my goals. And I still remember the first lesson my mentor, who I eventually hired, taught me about entrepreneurship. And this is when I quit my job because I hired him first and then we worked on some things and then I eventually got to the point to where I quit. I quit the job cold turkey. I didn't step down. I didn't even do a 2 weeks notice, right? I just quit. That's how I am. I just pull a trigger and I act. And I remember when I told him, I'm like, hey, B, I quit. That's it. I'm a full-time entrepreneur. And I thought he was going to be like, yay, Tony, good for you. I'm so proud of you. Nope. You know what he said to me? He goes, congrats. As an entrepreneur, you now have to learn how to thrive in uncertainty. You now need to learn how to thrive in the unknown. That's what entrepreneurship is. The 9-to-5 is certainty. It's comfort. It's safety. It's capped potential. They're going to pay you $60,000 per year. You get $60,000 per year. They tell you to work 9-to-5. You work 9-to-5. They tell you to go see 25 patients today on the dialysis unit. You go do that. You clock out. You go home. Drink some beer. Drink some wine. You watch Netflix. You go back and do it again. You're alive. And if that brings you fulfillment, great. Great. That's amazing. There's nothing wrong with that. That's great for some people. That's amazing. That's a blessing. That's something to be celebrated. But if you're like me and you wanted something more, that's a jail cell. That's a grave. There's no growth there. Growth occurs in the uncertainty. And what really sparked this entire conversation was I have a mentor client right now who's doing amazing things with her business. And she was at the point to where she is at a fork in the road. And she is, you know, working for a CrossFit gym, doing nutrition coaching there. She had another part-time job. And then she has her nutrition coaching business. And her nutrition coaching business has begun to flourish within the last few months of working together. She went from, geez, about $1,000 to almost $7,000 per month. She's killing it. She's making so much impact. She's helping so many people. But now she's capped. She can't grow the nutrition business anymore because she's out of time. She can't keep growing the CrossFit thing because of her nutrition coaching business. And she asked me, what should I do? What should I do? Like that, it's like, I think I should leave, but it's scary. And I told her exactly what I just told you, that you cannot be afraid to give up good for great. You cannot be afraid to exchange comfort for uncertainty if on the other end of uncertainty is everything you've ever wanted, is all the growth, all the potential, all the impact, everything your heart desires exist on the other end of your comfort zone. You just have to be brave enough to take that first step. And fortunately for her, she did. She went all in. She stepped down from that job. She's afraid, but she's doing it. See, that's the thing about fear, is fear's good. Fear is damn good. It keeps you sharp. It keeps you awake. It keeps you alive. It keeps you vibrant. But embrace it and step into it. Don't resist it. Acknowledge it. Thank it. Thank you, fear, for making me awake, alive, sharp, resilient. But fuck you. I'm going to dominate you. I'm going to conquer my fears. My goals are mine. The world is malleable. It will shift. It will form. It will manipulate to whatever I desire. See, my friend, you don't lose the battle in with your goals or with success to outside circumstances. The first battle you lose is always within your own mind. Remember that. You will be defeated by your thoughts far more than you will ever be defeated by your abilities, by your talent, by your skill. Your thoughts will cripple you, or your thoughts will make you, will elevate you, will grow you. So as we're wrapping up here, my question to you is simple. Are you alive or are you living? Are you comfortable? Are you complacent? Or are you brave enough to embrace uncertainty with your goals and step into the unknown and achieve greater levels of growth? Are you existing or are you thriving? Because there's a difference. When your time is up on this earth, because that's the one thing we do know for certain, is that life is finite, right? They have not yet discovered how to extend man's life. If they can clone people, I don't know if I'd be cloned or not, to be honest. But we know that life is going to come to an end. When your life is over and you look back, what thought process will you have? Will you look back and say, I wish I would have gone for it? You know, I had that dream to start that business. I had that dream to do, you know, that marathon. I had that dream to go, you know, climb volcanoes in Iceland and go into a volcano, which is something I was fortunate enough, my wife and I did. Amazing experience. If you ever get the chance to do it, I highly recommend it. Will you look back on your life when your time is up and will you have regret? Will you say, I wish I had done this? Or will you look back and say, I fucking went for it. I fucking did it. And maybe you failed. I doubt it. I don't believe you would, because all failure is feedback. If you never quit, you'll never fail because you'll eventually get there. But damn, how good would that feel to say you freaking went for it? I don't know about you, but I'd rather die with a full heart saying I went for everything I wanted. And there's more I want to achieve. I just ran out of time. Versus I wish I would have gone for it. But hey, that's just me. I want to leave you with a quote, something that really changed my life when I was going through all this. It's an excerpt from a book from Osho, and it's called Courage. And I've posted about Osho before. I really like his reading, his writing. I like reading his writing in terms of philosophy. And someone mentioned to me, she's like, she sent me a DM and I don't even remember who it was, but she was like, you know, Osho is like a political blah, blah, blah. And guess what? I don't listen to politics. Okay. And you want to know why? Because I create my own destiny. I don't give a damn who's in office. I don't give a damn who's running the UNN or whatever the hell it's called, who's running CNN, ABC. I don't care. I don't care if it's Trump or Hillary or Barack. I don't care. Because guess what? I control my economy. I control my outlook on the world. I focus on what matters, which is the impact I can create. And I live in the greatest fucking country on the face of the earth, America, which has the ability and the opportunities that are endless for all of us. So if you're worrying about politics and you're worrying about all that crap, you're focusing on the wrong things. You're in control of your economy. That's my soapbox. I'll step off now. But here's the quote. Life can only be lived dangerously. There is no other way to live it. It is only through danger that life attains to maturity and growth. One needs to be an adventurer, always ready to risk the known for the unknown. And once one has tasted the joys of freedom and fearlessness, one never repents, because then one knows what it means to live at the optimum. Then one knows what it means to burn your life's torch from both ends together. And even a single moment of that intensity is more gratifying than a whole eternity of mediocre living. That's all I've got for you today, my friend. I got goosebumps by reading that. I hope you're a little motivated and fired up too. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in and being with me. I'd love to know if you're going to step off, if you're going to embrace uncertainty, if you want to go achieve bigger things, let me know. Send me a DM, send me a message, send me an email. Go get it. Embrace uncertainty. We'll talk soon.